This is Channel 2, The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Well, hello. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show, our very first show of 2020 as we start our 12th year of broadcasting. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely...
Me.
Lovely. Bird on a bike.
Can you believe it?
What?
We're here.
That you're here.
Well, just that we're here. 12 years.
12 years
ago. And you've started off the show with a new hello.
I know. I don't know why I did that. Hello. I don't know.
Yeah. It's I've never heard you do that ever in my life. No, so no. I'm like, ooh. I'm mixing it up,
aren't I? I'm mixing it up. I'm making it different.
How are you? Happy New Year to you.
And to you, my darling. How are you?
I'm good. You? Yeah, what's going on? What's new?
Well, I'm loving your jumper.
You're mocking me.
No, I'm not.
I'm walking, and you're mocking me. No,
but Bert has got the most, what is it, powder blue. She's got a powder blue roll neck jumper on, and it looks chunky and lovely.
Just like me. Chunky.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Do you know what? Have I ever told you about this? What is it with men and this word chunky, right? And what chunky. Is it with women and they take effect of it?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really ages ago. I was doing a lot of training on my bike. And you can't help it. If you do any strength training, your legs are going to grow.
Footballer's
because
legs.
They're straight. Yeah. You know what I mean, Suresh? You can just see where this is going. Yeah. Anyway, so Stephen said to me once, he said, oh, your legs are looking big and chunky. I went, right, I'm just going to tell you now, love, right? It's okay because it's me and I know what you meant.
Yeah.
But don't say that again. Look, you're all going... And he's like, what?
What's wrong with chunky legs?
Exactly. You don't understand. That doesn't work for women. So thank you for calling me chunky.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I didn't call you chunky.
My mate only ever used to go out... I said your jumper was chunky. My mate only used to ever go out with chunky, funky birds, you'd call them. He said, oh, I love them. They're chunky, funky. What does that mean? Fat and funny?
Is that meaty, beaty, big and bouncy?
Yeah, do you see what I mean? I love the way we've started off with every woman hating us now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, I'm writing on women's empowerment. Thanks for that. My whole career is gone.
Yeah. We'll carry on as we
mentally. Listen, welcome, everybody.
Yeah, you're listening to The Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. And we'd love to hear from you. All the businesses out there in the southeast of England, you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. Hey, listen, you could call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on here is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. And we will read out your tweet.
We will.
Mm.
Can I say a thank you?
Yeah, of course you can.
And I've just seen their message on here. So Ethel Bray, you are beautiful people. Weren't our presents lovely?
They were gorgeous, weren't they? Handmade.
And that's what I loved. Yeah. It was like the little gin bottle. Yeah. I've got the lavender sat in my bath there on the side. So I truly appreciate it. The jam, the lemon curd. What did you get? Did you get the same as me?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Well, I didn't see what was in it because I walked into my house and Amanda took it from me and took it away.
So she appreciated it?
Yeah, well, she had one as well. But
Lovely. So I really appreciate that. Thank you, Ethel Bray.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
It was.
No, and very thoughtful. And I love gifts like that.
Me
because,
too.
You know, they put a lot of thought and effort into doing it and making it just for you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's lovely. Yeah. I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsors, Flexible Training Solutions for the glass and glazing industry and the wider construction sector, fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind. Do check them out. Do have a look at what they do. They offer qualifications both online and in the classroom.
Awesome.
Check it out. So what have you been up to? Apart from eating turkey in vast quantities.
We didn't.
Did you not?
We had goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh. Is that something you normally do?
No, we normally have turkey, but and Stephen went to Chateaubriand and we had too many meats and it was too much and was beautiful.
Did you just have a goose or did you have one of those monstrosities where you stuff a chicken inside a goose?
Oh,
and
dear Lord, no. Yeah. No, we had a goose. I cooked goose, beef and pork.
I had one of those once.
Not all in one bird.
I had one of those once where, you take a swan and a peacock and a...
Are you just starting off the show to alienate everybody physically possible?
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love your intention.
I want to start with a clean sheet.
Yeah.
No, but we have one of those. We had a goose, a turkey, a chicken and a duck. It was horrible. And I tell you what, try carving that. It was not good. Looked like the remnants.
What noise did it make?
Yeah, look, no. What? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, did you have a nice time?
We did, yes. Thank you ever so much. And we're very excited getting ready to go snowboarding.
Is that where you're going for the rest of the month?
Well, it's not for the rest of the month. No, we're going at the end of the month.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you going?
We're going to St Anton, darling.
Are you?
Yes.
Bit of snowboarding.
Well, there's a big rift in our family because half of them are skiers and half of them are snowboarders, so...
A big rift. Oh, sorry, I thought you said drift.
You
big
can rift. Have both either. Yeah. Cool. Tell me about you.
What about me?
Well, I'd like you to share your secrets of what you've just said to me.
Well, the secrets of what?
Well, you went, you're never going to believe what I'm doing. Bird will never believe what I'm doing.
Nothing.
No,
what I said, exercise, that's what I was doing.
Why?
Because I need to lose weight.
And you believe that that's a pathway to your
It's the only pathway to lose weight, despite what everybody says, is to consume less calories and burn off more.
I wanted to have a rant about this, so you've taken it in beautifully.
Right.
Because it's true. Have you seen how many programs are on about which diet do I do, blah, blah, blah. My friends have all come back to me, oh, Bird, can you do something? Can you do that? What should I do? What should I do? And I look at them. Suresh is like looking at me like,
yeah.
It's consistency.
Yeah.
So you'll get bored. Mm. So it's keeping that pathway.
That is signally the problem that I... So, for instance, I can't stand McDonald's. I don't like it. Yeah? I just don't like McDonald's. I just
Neither
don't.
Do I.
I'm sorry about that, but I don't. But
you eat, That's nonsense.
Now, hold on. Well, let me explain.
You can finger...
I'm finished. My finger's loaded. I'm pointing it at you, right?
You used to eat it all the time.
No, that's the problem. The problem is I'm eating vegetables and fruit and, lower-calorie stuff to fill me up and not to eat. And now I get to the point where I actually have to have a McDonald's just to be different, even though I can't stand it. Yeah, because I just get bored with eating good stuff. That's where it goes to. And that's a lot of the problem, isn't it? And of course, my big problem... Luckily, I don't drink alcohol. I'm teetotal, so I don't have that as an issue. But... for me, one of the big problems is that I graze. Yeah, I just get snack attacks, grazing is the worst possible thing. I mean, I tend to try and eat a carrot or something these days, but
it's interesting. So it's very topical this time of year.
So I've lost a stone so far, anyway, which ain't bad over Christmas, is it?
Very
really?
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well done. It's that. No, and I'm not saying it because I know how challenging that is.
Yeah. The thing is, I desperately have to lose weight because it was starting to affect me. I'm getting tension headaches where the amount of weight on my body was, you know...
Do you snore?
I don't know. I've not been awake.
Amanda,
I've been asleep.
Does he snore? Send us a gift.
She'll have to gif it in. Do
gif
I snore?
It in.
Yeah. Yeah. At the moment, she'd know because she's awake all night because she's in pain.
Bless her.
Yeah. She hit me with a crutch last night.
Ba-dum-cha.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah.
Well, I've got a really good tweet that will follow on from this, and this is from Rockfit with Sarah, and this is Ramsgate in Kent, and it says, hi, Vanilla Web, the fab show today, as always, as Business Bunker, with Bird on a Bike and Suresh Sudhulu and Gav, is it Pause?
It's Pause.
Pause, yeah. Love it. If possible, I'd love a shout-out for the launch of my new Rockfit class, launching in Ramsgate tomorrow, and that's the 8th of January, and that's at 6:30. You need to go on to bookwhen.com, so clearly that's a booking site, and I don't know what type of fitness it is, so Sarah, if you're listening, love, can you just let us know, what is RockFit with Sarah? Is it cardiovascular? Is it jumping around?
No,
is it?
I know what it is. She gives you a 10-second start and you have to run away and she throws rocks at you.
That's
do you reckon?
No.
No, okay.
No. Don't be silly.
Do you know, it could work.
Come on, let's talk about business. Oh, I'm excited.
Are you going to tell us?
No.
Ugh.
Well, I'll give you an example. Bird on a Bike is going to be a Bird on a Bike holding company now.
See,
and then another company is going to come
what
off
she's doing
Bird
here,
on a Bike.
Let me explain to Gav here, because we were talking about this earlier. Well, let me explain to Gav. Gav's one of our guests, and we're going to talk to him in a minute. She is teasing us now. For the last few weeks, she won't tell me what her new business is, and now she's feeding us teasers. Go on.
Mystery creates excitement.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. So we've got the book coming out in spring. Yeah. Which is very exciting. That'll be every what? Place it with your finger today.
It's loaded.
You're excited,
it's loaded.
Aren't you?
It's
are you excited for the show? You've got 2 weeks off.
I haven't done the show
when
for 2 weeks.
When was the last time you didn't do a show for 2 weeks?
Last Christmas.
No, you, no, we did one last.
Yeah, I only missed one last year. Yeah. No, it's been a long time.
Exactly.
Since 2 weeks, yeah.
Exactly. Tell me, what?
I've forgotten what I was going to say now.
You were going to say why you teach... What's... I was saying about the book.
No, no, before I rewind before that, you were telling me that a bird on a bike is going to
be
a holding,
company. And
okay.
Then we're going to have subsidiary companies coming off that.
Oh, well, this is global domination then.
As it always has been.
Yeah, okay. Can
anyway, yep. Well, I'm looking forward to Friday.
Yeah, so am I, but that's got nothing to do with it.
Gav, are you going on Friday? Suresh, are you going on Friday?
What's happening Friday?
Oh.
It's a business summit
at the
University of Kent.
In the University of Kent.
Yeah.
I'm not around on Friday.
What a shame. Honestly, there are so many people going.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Big event.
Me, Keith Mabbitt.
Do you see what she's done there? She's completely...
Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. Who else? Debs.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
I'm sleeping with Keith Mabbitt soon.
I'm sure you are. I'm away. When are you sleeping with him?
On the 24th of January.
That's a Friday.
It is.
I need to speak to you about that then.
Okay.
We'll do something about that.
Okay.
Is yeah, it, I'll come and sleep with you as well.
Oh, okay.
And I'll bring cameras.
Yeah, do. Wow. We're at the Gallagher Stadium, Maidstone United.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
On a sleep out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to speak to the Mr. Mab.
Yeah. I've had to buy a new sleeping bag and everything. I even bought a new thermos for my Bovril.
So, how's business for you?
Hold on a minute. You've completely deflected from where you were going with your secret
new business. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I thought I'd do it in stages for you.
Oh, okay.
Teasing.
Oh. It's, like a learning curve, you know?
Yeah, of course.
How do we keep the brand that we've built but start a new company?
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, and I'm not talking to you anymore. Oh, now I've just lost where I was.
Heaven. Do you want me to say anything?
No, I'm going to read this tweet from Michael Parks Surveyors. It says, "Hi, Paul. Compliments of the season to you and all on the Business Bunker show and the Business Bunker listeners. We would love a Business Bunker shout-out today, please. Michael Parks, Chartered Surveyors, Property Solutions, and they're based over there in Midway. So a huge shout-out to the lovely folks at Michael Parks.
Michael Parks, please send us through some photos. They did it all last year, and
they
we haven't had them for a few.
They had some lovely properties, didn't
and
they?
And it really makes a difference having some visual.
Yeah. What you got?
Well, because we were talking about it,
yeah.
I'll do the plug about it. So we've got Kent Business School is organising the third Kent Business Summit, and that's held at the University of Kent. It's Sibson Building. Thank you. I've got Park in there now. Yep. On the Canterbury campus on Friday, the 10th of January, and that's from 9 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. This event is made possible through generous support from the head sponsors of Crow and the media partners KM Media Group. Over the 400 Kent business leaders... You and me.
That's me.
Not us, because we're not these. No. We're not local government.
Not a lot, no.
Decision makers and academic experts. Are we those?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're those
I nearly got a CSE once. That makes me academic, doesn't it?
Haven't you got, what do they call it? Haven't any university given you... something.
Like an honorary degree.
Yeah. come on, University
come
of
on,
Kent.
Come on, Luton, what are you doing?
What are they doing? Do they know who you are?
They missed an opportunity there.
Exactly.
I could file it with my imaginary MBE, couldn't I?
Well, my daughter goes to University of Kent and they gave Ellie Goulding an honorary degree.
Well, they would.
Why?
Because she sings.
She sings. Do they know who you are? Anyway, Luton, come on.
I'm sticking out for an honorary O level, me.
Don't go low. I keep telling you, dream big.
That's high for me.
Dream big. So we've got academic.
You know, no, I'm serious. I need to tell you this because I'm absolutely serious. The school I went to held a special celebration. I'm not kidding. We had a day off and a special celebration. When one kid got an O level. One
Stop
O level.
It.
No, I'm not lying.
You are.
I'm not lying.
You
I'm
are.
Not. I'm not.
You're dribbling and everything over there.
We didn't do O levels. When I was at school, we did what are called CSEs. Certificate of Secondary
Education. No, we
know.
Yeah.
I didn't get one of those either. But so I'm aiming high. I want an honorary O level.
That's nonsense. Anyway, let's go back to this.
Yeah, yeah.
You are not then an academic expert.
No.
And are expected to attend the county's flagship event to work constructively on tackling regional challenges on how to promote Kent as a sustainable, innovative, forward-thinking and outward-looking county. Here's the full details of the programme and the booking link can be found on What are you going to say for this year?
Wibbly-wobbly-way.
KentBusinessRadio.co.uk/KBS.
Yeah. Is it still possible to get places on there now, then?
Yes. Yeah. They want loads of us there.
It's a really... I think the tickets are like £80, but...
£30.
Sorry, 30.
30.
Yeah, and they include full lunch and everything. But it's a really great event because it pulls together people from every aspect of the economy. And this is the third year of running. And what I liked was when I heard from regional government and local government how much they understood the problems we had as businesses. They couldn't do much about it, but they understood and they did genuinely understand what our issues were. And being able to start to talk about that and to work collaboratively to try to come towards some solutions was really important. We covered a range of topics last year, didn't we?
We did.
What are you laughing at now?
I love Twitter, and I love the fact that literally we've got people listening and they're communicating with us as we speak.
Right. What are they doing? Sending you gifts now.
That is brilliant. It's brilliant.
Have you had a chunky yet?
No, I've not had any women going off at me about being chunky funky. No. But there is a couple that are going off at you, which is very funny.
Oh,
anyway, carry on.
I was just saying about the Kent Business Summit and how useful it was. And there's a number of workshops and roundtables this year. And what they've done... Last year, it was a bit of a problem, wasn't it? I chaired a roundtable on diversity and equality and employment.
And I wanted to go to that, but I didn't want to be with you.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you all the time. So I just thought, oh, that's a nice topic. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah, but the problem was, if you wanted to come to my workshop, it meant you couldn't go to the others because they're all at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could only go to one. A bird avoided me, even though she wanted to be there.
But you know what I mean? You want to be different. And I knew that you've got your little groupies, haven't you?
Anyway, this...
Let's not go there.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, this year, there's a number of roundtables and they're scattered at different times and running multiple times, so you can do lots of them. So I quite like that. I like the format. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good event. Come on, I'm waiting to hear what we've got.
Well, you've got loads of people. So Tracy Ferguson says, wow, Paul, that's fantastic weight loss. And she's given you a Phoebe gift. And you've got your beautiful Amanda Flanders. She's put no word in a bike, Vanilla Webb. It's not a snorer, but sometimes he shouts out, but no snoring. And she's put a gif as a sloth.
I love.
And Rockfit, so Sarah from Rockfit, thank you for replying. She's put, thanks for the shout out. Disclaimer, no rocks will be thrown at you during class.
Sorry, Sarah.
And Rockfit is an all over cardio and toning dance fitness class to rock and metal music.
Do you know, I've got a photograph of me and the then Minister of Sport, Tracy Crouch, doing a 4-hour Zumba class.
Yeah.
And that comes back to haunt me, that photograph, because I'm actually dressed in a pink tutu.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Gareth Cairns is listening today. He said, Happy New Year, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, Bird and a Bike.
Who's that?
Gareth Cairns.
Oh, hello, Gareth.
Yeah.
I hope you're well.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
You got Diamond Circles.
Cool.
Does he shout? They've put. I think that's to Amanda's gif. So it's all kicking off today. Good. And Diamond Circles have put, say hello, laugh out loud, chunky but funky. And he's put Teletubbies gif. So they're all listening today.
Yeah, okay. So we want chunky gifs next, don't we? Do you know what, though?
What is it? Because I've had people ask, what's the tunage today?
Well, it's not going to come as a surprise to my guest.
Depends which one.
Well. Our first guest on is going to be Gav Paws from Paws Radio, which is a reggae radio show. So,
are you an expert then in radio?
In reggae?
Yeah.
How are we doing so far?
You guys are fantastic. You really are clear. I love the banter between the both of you. And
yeah. I've never met her before. I don't even know who she is. She just wandered
this
in
all
here.
The time.
I bet he practices in the mirror at home.
Oh, I do, yeah. I go, so Bird, tell me about your chunky legs.
Usually, no, and what you don't know, Guy, is what they say is that I've got fat and hairy legs from Atherbury.
Yeah.
Short. Sorry, short fat hair in
it. It started off where somebody said, you sound like Eric and Ernie. And I just said, well, she must be the one with the short, fat, hairy legs. And it's just continued.
And I think I'm the funny one, so therefore I wouldn't have those.
No, but you're not. I'm the funny one. You're the one with the short, fat, hairy legs. Anyway, so I had to pick some tunage. And, of course, we've got a real reggae expert here. But I lucked out. Because when I searched the database, I only had one reggae track. So he's got to have it. Yeah. It's quite a good one, though. It's
probably one of the best.
Has to be, doesn't it?
One love.
What a nice way to start the year.
Mr. Marley, yeah.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options Unique Careers Report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2. In association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-host, lovely Sarah Ann Lucas, commonly known as Bird on a Bike.
Hello.
Hello.
You all right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've just interviewed Gaz off air.
That's not true. Because I don't want to interview him because it's your thing. So I always, if people ever think, well, why doesn't Bert out? Because I really respect, I think there's no point having two people interviewing one person. So I.
If you believe that, you'll believe anything.
I do.
It was one question.
You can have it.
Have it.
Because he didn't answer it. No. So you can have that question.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Thank you. Cool. Anyway, welcome back. We got loads of things to come. We've got two fantastic guests to talk to in the rest of the show. We've got loads of tweets coming in. We've got lots of information to impart with you on new things that are happening. I've had a tweet from Brian Hall, who is known as Brian the Grantsman on Twitter. His actual Twitter handle is Brian, spelt with a Y, Invicta, Brian Invicta. And he says, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, hi, Paul. We're looking for a shout-out for Grants from the Grantsman. Grants are back from Lowcase Biz, and so that's grants that are available for green and eco-friendly businesses. And there's also rural and small business grants available. There's a limited time to get on board, but he has money available now. So if you want to talk to someone about getting grants for your rural business or your eco-green business, get in touch with Brian. Cool.
Good. We've had loads of people saying what a wonderful tune that was, wonderful lyrics and message, and that was from Tracy Ferguson. Great tune to start the new decade. Of course, it's a new decade.
It is, indeed.
How do you feel about that?
Okay.
Is it just another year?
Well, it kind of is. It's a bit of a big one for me.
Why?
I'm 65 this year.
Is that big?
Oh, yeah, I'll get my bus pass, don't I?
It's a big year for me. Well, you've just reminded me, yes.
I'll get a free bus pass. There's no buses around here, but I'll get a bus pass.
Wait, you've got one right outside your house. What are you talking about?
What, a bus?
Stop.
A bus stop?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Not outside my house. There's only one bus from Tenterton, and that goes to Edcorn Station. I don't want to go to Edcorn Station, do I?
That'll save you having your e-bike.
Yeah, won't it? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That'll be free.
Yeah. And I can claim my pension.
Can you?
Yeah, of course I can.
Do they still have it now?
I'm 65. I can claim your pension.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I just told you.
Old.
Yeah, old. Yeah.
I'm a pensioner. Yeah. We can call you a pensioner.
I know. I knew. See, that's...
You've given her ammo now.
I know. That's exactly... She's looking at me and I'm going, oh, no. She's going, you must be excited. No, I'm not. I know what's going to happen for the rest of this year. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Do you want some help over there?
Oh yeah. No, I'm gonna get all the jokes. I'm gonna get all the jokes about having a blanket bath and everything, aren't I? Yeah.
No.
Oh, I was hoping for that.
Do you know what? It's so funny. I'll come in just now and I'll come through reception and the receptionist, bless her, Leslie's got her foot. She broke her foot.
Yeah.
And she was telling me about all her drugs and whatever that she's on and blah blah blah. I said, have you been to the GP and have you getting some rehab and you do? She's like, no. I'm like, right, okay, please ring your GP, please go and see the video, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, okay, then. It's like, it never stops. I haven't nursed for 10 years and it never stops.
Cool.
Go on.
So what do you think about a new decade?
I haven't really thought about it. If I'm really honest, I'm just present.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, my God, it's 2020, let's make big changes. Because I'm already on this path anyway, so I don't feel it needs...
You know what my feelings are about goals, that I don't ever set any, and I'm not into goal setting. Mm. So I've never done New Year's resolutions or anything like that. You know, the reality is it's just another day, isn't it? I mean, the fact that we've arbitrarily said it's the start of a new year or the start of a new decade, we just made that up. It doesn't...
The universe
doesn't know that. No. It just carries on doing what it was doing.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I've got lots of people and they reach out to me, especially this time of year. Not so much at this minute, it'll get more the end of this month, which is really interesting that you've started to do exercise or that you've got something in mind, that you've got an intention that you're like, actually, I want to change, or I want to be something different than what's now, and I'm going to do something that I don't like, so I'm going to exercise, but I'm going to do it in this way. Mm. And usually I would say people start to reach out to me more at the end of the month. So I used to really get a massive boost in business when I was doing more body-based stuff. Because they were like, oh my God, right, now we've got rid of it, and you'll hear yourself saying this, now we've got rid of all the sweets because you can't throw them out, can you? So we've had to eat the way through them. It's true, right? Yeah. I need to wait till the end of the month because that's a good time to start something. Or I always start on a Monday and I look at people and go, why?
Just
do it now.
Yeah.
So why don't you just start now? Something that you want to do.
It's a funny thing about human psychology, isn't it?
Yeah.
That we think that if we delay something and then put a start to it, But what you don't think about logically is that by delaying it, you've made your task worse. Because while you finish consuming those sweets and things like that, you've actually gained some more weight. Mm. So the longer you leave it, the harder it becomes.
That's right.
It's funny. I'll tell you, many years ago, I won't go into the medical details about it, but basically I had a medical consultant. You're not going to believe this, Suresh. He told me I had a throat tumour, and he told me that it was probably due to the fact that I smoked 80 fags a day. Now, I mean, what does he know? Anyway, so he told me to stop, okay? And
he's a wise man.
Yeah. They make it up as they go along, don't they? Anyway, so I actually gave up smoking on a day, and I gave up drinking on the same day and stopped both at the same time. And the motivation to do that was so strong that I found it easy, yeah? But part of the way through, just to keep my motivation going, I read a book called How to Stop Smoking the Easy Way by Alan Carr. And it was absolutely brilliant because it didn't really mention smoking at all. It was all about the psychology of changing your attitude. And it was really, really clever. It was really clever. But the main focus of it was on not telling yourself to not do something.
Deprivation.
Yeah, because the minute you tell yourself a negative, you can't really cope with it.
No.
You have to do it as a positive. And that's the problem, isn't it, with what you were saying. People are feeling negative about what they're going to do, so they're just going, I'll wait another week before I start.
Yeah. Do you know what's really interesting? There was a big programme on about it yesterday. There's loads of programmes on at the minute. It's really simple. Consistency. And consistency. Mm. And that's it. Nothing changes. Every diet will work.
Yeah.
And you've got hit the nail on the head.
You just got to move more.
It's really boring. Yeah. It's just the same old same. It's consistency.
Yeah.
Anyway, and you need accountability and you need people to support you. So it's very interesting. But anyway, I was watching a program yesterday and they were talking about one of the best ways to stop smoking. Get ready for this. Is microdosing on magic mushrooms.
Well, you mean you get off your face so you can't find your fags? You take psychedelic drugs so all your cigarettes look like unicorns. Okay, I got that.
Wow.
No. Why did I even say it to you?
I'm
trying to help.
And she was an A&E sister. I tell you what, that would have got us through our A&E experience if we'd have got there and they said, tell you what, while you're waiting, have a nibble on these magic mushrooms.
Help me. This is why I said the word microdosing, right? And it's called psilocybin and it's called ayahuasca. So they're very interesting points of view. So go check out stuff. You want to know anything, come see me.
On that note, I think we'll talk to our first guest and introduce some decorum and some interest and some nice thoughts into this show. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time, and I was a bit surprised about that because I've known this chap for quite a while and I've been remiss in not inviting him on before. So it's a very, very great pleasure for me to introduce you to Mr. Gav Paws. Gav, hello.
It's great to be here, and I just want to say thank you for inviting me on for the first show of the decade.
Yeah, no, it's an absolute pleasure. And I was convinced that I had you on the show before. I've known Gav for a few years now. I can't even remember how we met, but that's by the by.
I think I was introduced by Kent Foundation.
I think that was true. Yeah, I think that's right. When I first met Gav and he told me his story, I was blown away. And we're going to hear his story in a minute. And it's just remiss of me that I haven't had him on before, so I'm really pleased that you've joined us, Gav. Why don't you kick off by just telling us your journey, telling us your story, and we'll come forward to where you are now and what you do now, which is really interesting stuff. But I want you to tell us about where you came from and why those things happened to you.
Okay, so I've been in the music industry since I was 15 years old, and from that I used to play a genre called jungle music, and I was playing in clubs up and down the country, all around England, Scotland and Wales. And I was also very active BMX bike rider,
right.
Which I used to love. I love my bikes. And then I was riding down the road in my old crazy way that I always used to ride, and I fell off the BMX and landed on the crown of my head and bounced down the road, broke 6 ribs, had a big hole in my head, and basically nearly died. And
when was this, Gav? When did this happen?
That was in 2003.
Right, okay.
And, yeah, so I'd have been 23. Mm-hmm. And from that moment then, that changed my life for the better. At first, I didn't think it was for the better because I was having to understand what I'd been through. And that was very difficult when you've suffered a brain injury to find out what exactly had happened.
Yep.
And it was a case of rebuilding from there. For the first year of the accident, none of the doctors were recognizing what had happened. It took me a while before I'd gone to A&E, and that's why none of the doctors picked it up. And it took me a year of going back to the doctors and complaining something wasn't right. Look, my speech is wrong. I don't know numbers anymore. I'm struggling to walk. When I walk down the road, I fall over. And it was very difficult because they weren't recognising it. And then...
What were they saying to you at that time? Were they just saying, you know, lay off the bottle and the magic mushrooms?
Basically, yeah. Well, very similar because I lived in the Midlands. And in that area, there was a lot of... there's a lot of problems with drugs. And I lived in an area that was high drug use. And I was labelled... labelled in that category. And essentially, that's what I was dealing with there. And that caused... I don't think it was just that, but I also think because I've spent a lot of time in and out of hospital, obviously riding a bike and BMX especially, because we were doing a lot of jumps and street riding and stuff, and there was a lot of broken toes, a lot of broken fingers, a lot of bruises, a lot of cuts. So it was like part and parcel of the territory. So it was like going to hospital was, it seemed like a botheration as well. And so I didn't really go in, it kind of put me off going into hospital and dealing with the problems. And it's easier to put off a problem and ignore it than it is to deal with it sometimes.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. So when they finally took notice of the issues you were having, what was their diagnosis?
So I was diagnosed with multiple things from PTSD, post-traumatic concussion syndrome.
Yep.
Obviously all the breaks and issues from that. And I also had musculoskeletal issues and nerve damage in my back and my neck and my shoulder.
Right.
In my right-hand side.
It's interesting you were talking about post-concussion syndrome. I actually suffered that in a really stupid accident. I was bump starting someone's car. Yeah, the battery was flat. I'm running down the road, and I'm pushing it and running, and I don't do exercise. And I said, drop the clutch, which they did, but they hadn't switched the engine on. And the car came to a sudden halt, and I hit it. Rolled off and smashed my face on the curbstone and knocked myself up unconscious.
Ouch.
But I had post-concussion trauma, and the consultant was saying to me that they have no idea what actually causes it and there's no cure for it, and you might suffer it the rest of your life or it might go away next week. Yeah. For me, I had it for just over a year and then it kind of disappeared.
Yeah. But my doctor said to me, prepare never to be who I used to be. But my doctor's been absolutely fantastic. He has been, when I moved to Kent, it was, he recognised things straight away and he's been fantastic. And he's been real with me as well. And that's all you ever want is you want people to be real with you. You don't want people to beat around the bush or not tell you the truth.
Yeah,
you know, it's easier to deal with something when you know the truth.
Yeah. So here you are, you've got these issues to deal with medically. You've moved to a new location in Kent. Talk about how you move forward from there.
Well, because I'd always been into the music, there was I knew the power of music. I knew how music made me feel and how music was my release. And it was actually while I was still in Nottingham that I stumbled across a CD pure by accident of an artist called Dub Judah. And through my healing process, I listened to that CD, and that one CD changed my whole life, whole perception on the powers of music and the powers of positive music. Mm. Now, I work a lot with conscious music, which is music that has thought behind it. And you have a genre in reggae called roots reggae, which is generally conscious music. Mm. And Dub Judah is classed as conscious roots reggae music. And I felt empowered after listening to that CD. It's hard to explain, but when you listen to a song and you're feeling that song, it could be any genre, and it makes you tingle all down the back of your spine. And that's what that CD did to me. And off the back of that, I was offered my own radio show, again, to help my healing on a station in Nottingham. And things just grew from there. They gave me a one-hour slot at midnight on a Wednesday, and they heard three of my shows and upped it to a two-hour slot, drive time on a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Within three shows.
Wow.
So I felt that that was my calling.
Right.
And it was making me feel better. So all the trauma I'd been through, all the life changes I've been through, it gave me something to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you kind of intimated, it's a funny thing about life, isn't it? That without your accident, you probably wouldn't have gone down that path.
I wouldn't. And people always say, oh, that must have been the worst thing. I says, no, it's actually the best thing that's ever happened to me, because it put me on the path of where I'm at now. And I love where I'm at now, what I'm doing, and who I've become through it.
Yeah.
Because it has changed my life. Yeah, for the better.
Absolutely. And that is one of the most powerful and inspiring things about your story, is that you've taken something very negative and made it into this empowering thing. So let's kind of move away from the injury side of what you're doing and talk about what you actually do now and have been doing for some time. So just step through the kind of things you do, because there's two or three elements to the kind of stuff you're doing, isn't there?
Yes, so the main thing of where it's all come from is my radio show, and it's a mix of the latest and best in roots reggae and dub music, and that's a two-hour show. And the next part of that is Pause Radio, which is an archive for that show. So every single show that I've created since 2009 is on that website, and you can listen to it. And From the back of that, I've incorporated my love for vinyl music, so vinyl records, and we actually sell music on vinyl in our store that's featured in the shows. And that's one of the main things I'm really, really proud of, because I'm a vinyl junkie, so I love my vinyl.
It's interesting, isn't it, that vinyl's suddenly made a huge comeback again, and lots of people are interested in vinyl. We on Channel Radio, we had a vinyl show for a long, long time. It's suddenly come back. I was saying to Gav off air, I don't know why I'm going to tell people this, I shouldn't really, but I'm old enough to remember that one of the first records I had was actually a 78.
Well, you've already told them your age.
Yeah. I remember 45s and 78s.
Yeah. But vinyl's made a big comeback. You have quite a collection, though, don't you?
I love my vinyl. I'm really proud of it. But also, the thing is, I have to say about vinyl is it sounds different. You know, you buy an MP3, yeah, that's good for music on the go. But you get a vinyl and you listen to it, it's different. It's got it's different frequencies, and that's what I believe is part of my healing, has been through hearing those frequencies and absorbing the frequencies in. So you can't be putting it down on the record player and hearing it go round, and that little scratch like sound that it makes while it's playing, that's like that authentic. It's also authentic within reggae music as well,
right?
You know, so I really like that about the about the vinyl. But off the back of that as well, I mean, Pause Radio does a variety of stuff. So I've got my radio show. It's all related to the radio show, you know, like we have artist biographies of artists that are featured in the shows. And it all links in with each other. I do album reviews because I like my writing. I find that writing is a very good healing tool.
Right.
And then off the back of that, it's the poetry.
Let's talk about poetry, because it was a few years ago again now, and you said to me that you'd written some poetry, and I read some of it, and I just thought it was really brilliant. And to be fair, I'm not a connoisseur of poetry. I'm not. It's not something. I mean, I know some classics. I can probably quote most of John Donne to you or something like that. But but when I read Gav's work, it really struck a chord with me. So tell us a little bit about the poetry, and you've got a published book these days as well, yes, which people can buy. And I have to tell you, I have a copy of it. I have a signed copy of it, and it's fabulous. And I regularly go back and read it. Because I find it very therapeutic to read it.
Yeah, and that's with everything that I've been doing, it seems to come back to, it acts as a therapy for me, but also for other people. Mm. So everything I do, it has that conscious thought of the effect that it has on other people. If it can help me, it can help other people.
Absolutely.
Now, the poetry happened by pure accident again. It's like all the best things happen by accident.
Yep.
And I write very simply. It was more of an exercise for helping me getting my reading and writing back together. And I didn't accidentally, but I published one of the poems on Facebook one day, and the reception from it was insane.
Yeah.
Like, people were falling over themselves. It got loads of shares. The comments underneath it of people feeling what I'd written. And I thought, hang on, there's something in this. Mm. You know, and the feeling of sharing my words and my experience, because it's all real life stuff that I'm writing about, and then other people relating to that. And the style, as you know, the style that I write in is very simple. Mm. Simple poetry, simply written. There's not many words that people have to Google to understand what they mean.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah, it struck a chord with people, and it just grew from there. And then obviously the book was published, Pause for Thought, and that, I must say, along with the radio show, the Pause for Thought book is probably one of my proudest things. Mm. And it was more a testament to myself that I could get better.
Mm. Absolutely. And the thing about that was, it isn't just sitting there writing some poetry. It was that you were struggling with reading and writing again following your accident. And to go from almost one extreme to the other is kind of unbelievable, isn't it?
It still doesn't feel real. Yeah. Sometimes I look back on what I've achieved and what I've been through, and I think, wow, I've done that.
Yeah.
And I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'm very proud.
And so you should be. I highly recommend Pause for Thought. It's a fabulous piece of work. It's very uplifting. It's very simple to read. You don't have to Google any of the words. But it's a lovely piece. And when you found a publisher, they took to it straight away, didn't they?
Yeah, they were throwing contracts at me. Fantastic. I must say they were fantastic with the publishing, Empower Publishing. And what they did as well, they took some really meaningful words from me that I'd written and worked with me to create pictures to fit with the poetry.
Right.
So it's imagery as well as words.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of my proudest pieces of work I've ever done.
Cool. So that brings us to the start of a new decade and a new year. Where are you going from here, Gav? What's the plan with Pause Radio, with poetry, with vinyl, all the things you're doing?
Well, we are expanding. I took some soul searching in 2018, and at the beginning of 2019, I decided to redesign the website. And from the back of that, I found a really good web developer, and we are progressing forward to sell vinyl, CDs, books related to reggae, books related to black culture, and also we're expanding our clothing section.
Right.
So we have at the moment I'm selling other people's clothing, but I'm just lining up a deal at the moment with developing our own brand of clothing.
Okay. Cool. So you got big plans for 2020, loads of things happening.
But just like you, I don't set goals.
It doesn't
work for me.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think it's a salutary lesson. Your story is powerful because how would you set goals? You can't set a goal to have an accident, can you?
No, exactly.
So, you know, it's entirely why I don't overly worry about being too focused on things like that, because
there's a lot of pressure as well. If you set yourself a goal, there's a lot of pressure, and why do you need to put life's pressure as it is?
Yeah.
Why do you need to put more pressure on yourself?
And
there's no point.
Absolutely. And for me, one of the reasons I don't go that route is I think if you're too focused, you miss opportunities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because things come at you, life throws things, and if you're too focused, you kind of miss that opportunity. Whereas most people I talk to, if they're really honest about where they've got to in life, they got there by a series of accidents, coincidences, you know, all kinds of things that happened that you couldn't possibly have planned to happen, but they've seized that opportunity and moved in a slightly different direction and stuff like that. So I love your story. I think it's really uplifting, and I love what you do. And I like the fact that you've grown out of something that was really not
you've seen nice. A lot of that growth as well yourself. Yeah. You've seen that you know, since we first started talking.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I have. And I'm full of admiration for what you've done, and I think your story is really inspiring. Gab, thank you so much for that.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. If people want to find out more, if they want to listen to your archive, your shows, your what's the best way to go and do what they need to do to get involved?
Well, the best way to find my work is to visit Pause Radio, and that's Pause spelled with a Z, so it's P-A-U-Z-E radio, all one word, .com. If you want to interact with me, it's best to either hit me up on Twitter, so you've got Pause Radio on Twitter, or you've got Gav space Pause on the Twitter handle. Or if you're on Facebook, you can hit me up on Facebook. We've got the Pause Radio page there. I like to interact with everybody. I think interaction is very important. So if you want to hit me up on any of those, you can. And just visit Pause Radio and have a flick around the site and enjoy.
Fantastic. One love. Nice one. Thank you, Gav.
Thanks for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. Yes. For the moment, Gav Pause. Brilliant. Thank you so much. Cool. Well, we're fast approaching time for news, but we've got a couple of minutes before we get to the newsroom. What you got?
Well, I was just looking at where we can get his book. So right. It's on Amazon.
Yeah, the book's on Amazon. And there's actually a deal on my website. So we've got a code. If you want the code to get 10% off, just hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, and I can give you the code for a 10% off on buying it on Pause Radio.
Perfect. And this is just some of his words. And he's put words, swimming in words, so many spoken, so few heard. And I love that because that is so poignant to most of us, actually. So, yeah, love it. Tracy Ferguson said, such an inspirational story, Gav. I love your outlook and how you've used your experience to support others. Your music shows are brilliant. I've had a look at the new website and it is great, and that it supports so many artists who may not otherwise be noticed. So kudos, Gav. Everybody's going, we love you.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I've actually met Tracy. She's fantastic. And I know she has a real love for reggae as well.
She does. So. Yeah. She does.
Yeah.
What she says means a lot to me because I know she knows good music.
Yeah. And her and her other half, Mike, spend a lot of time in Jamaica as well. So,
They've visited me around the studio.
Oh, have they? Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I asked you a question off air, and we use words, and actually then I like to get to people to be practical with those words. And what it looks like to somebody. So you use the word healing an awful lot. What does that look like to you?
See, that's a really hard question. Like, what does healing look like to me? I don't think I can see healing because it's a progress that you make. I don't look at healing. I absorb positive words and positive actions. And as you see, when you asked me that question before we started this interview, I was like, that's a really good question, but really, really hard to answer. Because what does healing look like? Healing will look like to everybody different.
Exactly.
Because everybody goes through different things. There's no instruction manual on how to heal. You know, some things can help some people. Other things might help other people, but we're all different. We're all unique.
Sure. Yeah.
You know? So I think that's a really hard question. I still need some time to think on it properly.
And of course, healing can take a number of ways, can't it? Cause you've got physical healing, where if you've got a pain, something that you can get fixed so it doesn't hurt anymore is one type of healing. But you also have mental pains.
Yeah, and I think that's something that's not, it's more talked about now, like mental health, the awareness for mental health is getting better.
Yeah.
But I think there's still a lot of conversations that need to be had around that.
But then I would question, isn't it all just the same?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, we're going to talk to Suresh in the second half, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say on these kind of topics as well. But yeah,
why are we categorising it? It's all the same.
We're a mind-body operation, aren't we?
Yeah. And mind, body and soul.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, all of those things have to be taken into account when you're doing stuff.
Who knew we'd go this deep in the first show? I am really impressed with you.
Start as you mean to go on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about your chunky jumper. You can read one tweet or one email, a short one, and then we need to go to the newsroom, and then we're going to talk to our second guest.
Oh, look at that. Kent Foundation have literally just popped up as we speak. They're saying, hi to everyone, Vanilla Webb. Enjoyed Gav Paul's chat.
Cool. And we did. We met at the Kent Foundation, did we not?
Yeah, they are fantastic. They've been brilliant, and they mentor a lot of people, and their works are fantastic.
Yeah.
I would say we've got an awful lot of interaction today on Cars from Kent have been on. Hey, Bird and a Bike. Happy New Year, Business Bunker. Shout out. Please can now advertise for your car for sale for our free carsfromkent.com. Cheers, Sean. You are welcome. So we've got loads of people just going, please can we have a shout out? Hey, Bird and a Bike, Vanilla Web. Happy New Year. Business Bunker shout out, please. And this is from Fruit Bowl Media. A new event space and coffee shop opening in February in Canterbury City Centre. Who knew?
I knew.
Do you know what? I could have predicted if I would go, who knew? It'll go, I knew.
Well, I would do. I'm paying for it.
I know.
Cool. And that takes us nicely up.
Thank you.
To the half point of the show. Well done, Bird. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we've got another exciting guest to talk to and some more stuff to go over. So let's go over to the Channel Radio newsroom right now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.